Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Swung on, hit deep, right field. That one is long gone as Bryson Stott has cleared the stadium. He has hit one out of Steinbrenner Field. A mammoth three-run home run to right field, and it's a one-run game.
Well, terrific job by the Phillies coming back last night. They were in a 5-1 hole and, of course, win that game in the end with two runs in the 10th inning, pushing them over the top to get the W. They're now a game and a half back of the Mets.
They claw their way back,
they did.
Joe. There was a guy who just had a Spuds McKenzie service dog here, Joe.
Okay.
I've never seen. You know, you remember
Devin
Spuds,
doesn't, no.
Spuds McKenzie.
No.
No.
Mm-mm.
You don't remember Spuds McKenzie?
Sure,
the original.
You just assume that I don't know.
Hold on.
Any
Devin
pop
got mad
reference.
At me earlier for assuming that she had seen Bull Durham.
I assumed
that she knew who Crash Davis was.
Should have.
Yet she got upset. She was like, wait a second. Can someone remember I'm not as old as you are?
I did get mad.
Well, John, you hadn't seen until like 5 years ago the Dirty Dozen. It would be a similar
Dirty Dozen is not the same.
Yes, it is. Because
no, it's not.
Because
Bull Durham is a 1985 classic.
88.
The Dirty 88.
Okay, 1988. I was not born yet.
The Dirty Dozen is like 1967.
Okay, well, you were born in 1974. It's not that off.
Well, it was. It is different.
No, Devin's had a tough week around here. I'm going to stick up for
it. I was a young kid who could say,
oh,
I want to go watch Bull Durham. As a kid.
Devin, I felt kind of bad Wednesday.
You didn't feel that bad. You piled on pretty hard.
We kind of clobbered you, you know?
It's okay.
Then again, you kind of clobbered yourself.
I did.
You created the mess.
But, I did.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Hey, by the way,
hold on. There's a Spuds McKenzie service dog.
And?
Walking around here,
it's
and I thought
cool.
That was awesome.
That
I've never
cool.
seen the Spuds McKenzie. I don't even... You know, that type of dog, mm-hmm, that mm-hmm. breed of dog.
What kind of breed? What is it?
It's the, I'm not exactly sure. It's some sort of.
Some kind of terrier.
Terrier.
Right?
Yeah. Okay. Like a bull terrier, but not English bull terrier or something, maybe is the name.
Yeah, it's not a pit bull, but it's a terrier.
It's got the face.
I just
that's
don't know how
long.
I missed this. Yeah. I did not see
the
a
long
dog.
Snout.
I did not see a dog walking
around. It's Spuds
here.
McKenzie.
Yeah.
Anyway.
So, drop of the week not happening this week is when Seltzer's not here, things kind of fall apart. But, you know, we're doing our best. By the way, Dan
Wilson.
That
was quite an admittance.
Dan Wilson, great job back there. I mean, total upgrade.
You really think things fall apart when Seltzer's not around? Because that is a slap in Dan's face. Really? Like, are you saying good job, Dan, right after you say things fall apart when Seltzer's not around?
New rule. When Seltzer leaves, we're doing Beat the Hammer. No more of this nonsense. I mean,
what nonsense?
What's wrong with pop culture beat
the
hammer?
No,
we did beat the hammer.
We could do two, but I mean, we should have
we did a sanctioned beat the hammer today where you lost.
I'm just saying 7:45, we should have the real thing. But by the way, no drop of the week today without Seltzer. It's brought to us when it does happen by Family and Company Jewelers, South Jersey's diamond destination. All right, so interesting development from the world of college football. Rhea's got some information for us in the last half hour. Rhea, what are we looking at?
So just posted to the New York Post. You remember Pablo Torres worked for ESPN for a long time.
Yeah.
He's got his own podcast like everybody else does. So this morning, his podcast, they've done an in-depth investigation into the whole Bill Belichick, Jordan. By the way, it's Jordan Hudson, I've
really?
Heard. It's not Jordan. Okay. It's Jordan.
Okay.
That UNC has banned her
wow.
from the facilities. She is no longer allowed on the football field or inside the football facility, and that family members are deeply, deeply concerned. Remember I said, I wasn't joking when I said there needed to be a wellness check?
Yeah.
They are deeply concerned.
Well, that part I'm sorry to hear about. The part about her getting banned, you know, these things can get legal, obviously, and if she was speaking on behalf of the football program without authorization, they have the right to ban her. Look, let's be real. It all sets up to, I would think, a not long-lasting marriage between UNC and Belichick.
No.
Because when you that quickly ban someone's girlfriend.
The problem was video got out of her, like, basically on the football field during practice.
Yeah, that's like, what I saw. Interrupting a huddle. Running
in high heels.
And stopping the action.
Yeah.
While Bill is talking to his coaches and players.
Can't have that.
She's interfering. This is incredible. I can't believe we're here. And I am really concerned, Joe, that idea that his family is concerned.
I doubt it's gotten that well-being. Bad, but we'll say.
Well, Joe, aren't both of his sons on his staff there? At least one of them, I believe, is.
I don't know. When he spoke on that CBS show, I thought he sounded very coherent. I mean, do I think the guys,
they're concerned about, because, I mean, all of a sudden she's got $9 million worth of real estate in Ball. I think they're concerned that
she's got her hooks into him and he's being taken advantage of. Not that he's deteriorating
intellectually
so much, that he's being taken advantage of.
Well, I'll say this then, you ready?
He's in love with her, and she's taking him for a ride.
Then that's his fault.
It sure is.
If he's if he's right of mind and chooses to do it, that's his decision.
If it's all that stuff, but the problem is she was inserting herself on the field.
Yeah.
And that's where it was just like, what are you?
And again, legally, because, a lot of times you don't want to pull the legal card. But if you're North Carolina, you can't have her.
She's not an employee.
She can't be emailing responses to things that are football matters and she doesn't work for the football program.
Exactly.
I mean, it's legally not appropriate. It's just not.
It's just the wildest story ever.
Yeah, it's quite a developing story. All right, we're going to get to what the MLB Network said about Kyle Schwarber yesterday. Big praise there. Phone calls on everything we're discussing today, including the Phils that got another win last night. And again, your chance this hour to win Metallica tickets. Give us a great fictional mom. Chuck and Cherry Hill. Chuck, good morning.
Boy, wow. Man, talk about blockbuster.
I mean, now you wonder whether Belichick even coaches one game.
That's a great point
for North Carolina.
Absolutely, absolutely. That's absolutely
if they're going to make a move, it's going to have to happen real soon. Like what you're talking about is going to come to fruition.
Good.
John, they're having spring practices right now, right?
Yeah. This is you got to make a move. If he is not going to be able to keep this thing together, and it feels like it is teetering on the verge of falling apart as we speak.
It does feel that way.
Yeah. You really have to consider moving on already.
Yeah, that's pretty incredible. Yeah. Chuck, what do you got today, buddy?
We had a sports dinner the other night, and the general consensus was, how much longer is North Carolina going to tolerate this? And then you get that announcement today. I mean, you ever share with your girlfriend saying you're not going to answer that?
And here's the other thing, Chuck. A lot of times these are the kind of moves to get someone to resign so you don't have to pay them out.
Yeah. That's the way it's going to play out.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Probably going to lead to a settlement would be my guess. Financial settlement.
Happy Mother's Day to everybody. Toughest job in the world, and where would we be without our moms and everybody? Holy Toledo, what a great, great job they do. Congratulations, Zanova. I have an exact for you, Joe. We have Pope Francis stops at St. Joe's and Pope Leo attended Nova.
Yeah.
So we have a bit of a Pope back-to-back exactly there, which is pretty cool. But
pretty remarkable.
That all they do is win championships and graduate Popes. Other than that, and they may win an NBA championship with the Nova Knicks. John, real quick, Caesar Salad Place in Delaware, Vincenti's, where Danny makes it tableside. And the bowl is 45 years old, handed down from his dad. It's unbelievable. Remember that name, John. If you want tableside, Caesar Salad, number one. I mean, I'm the big Caesar Salad guy. Vincenti's in Delaware, tableside. Unbelievable.
Tableside Caesar salad, it might be the best thing I've ever had in my entire life.
I'm a fan.
That's it. That's the way to go. And then he shoots the cheese. I don't know if it's Parmesan, but he shoots it from 40 feet until he makes it.
Wow.
Bizarre. It's bizarre fun. They were talking earlier in the show about 2 hours ago about, just to give him his rightful praise, Boone is ranked 17th all-time all-players. Not just catchers. It starts with Ozzie Smith, then it goes to Belanger and Brooks, and he's 17th, number one.
Well, that's where the guy was dogging Bob Boone earlier for his, less hitting than some of the other guys. You got to factor that stuff in.
Yeah, overall, JT dominates.
By the way, did Bob Boone, I could be wrong about this, but didn't he at least for a period of time hold the record for the most games caught as a catcher in baseball history?
Yeah, he did that, and he did some innocuous things. People don't talk anymore about the digging out balls. His love dexterity. If you remember the throw in the playoff game, the home plate, the way he could position himself with his glove.
The throw from Trio, you mean?
Trio throw. And make that one-handed sweep tag.
Right.
He was very good with his glove. But then it's Rollin next, Boa third. He's 58th all-time. These are all players now. Schmidt, Utley, and Rollins. They're the guys that make the top 100 for Phillies D-War, all right?
Yeah, it sounds about right. They're the great defenders, yeah.
1 year, Joe, Boone throws out 58%.
Wow. Oh, that's great,
58%.
Man. And that's when they used to run more, so that's even more impactful.
You got it. What I loved last night was two things. I was so dead wrong from the onset on Kyle Schwarber, so mea culpa. This guy's having an elite year, and when he needs a single now, he can do that like last night, and he's projecting right now 50 less strikeouts for the season. Talk about a guy that is working his craft. I mean, we are watching an elite player.
Well, it's the exact opposite of Paul George. You know, it's a guy that was on the older side when he got here and dug in and played great, and then Paul George has just been a disaster.
Joe, here's something outstanding about what you just said. I wasn't sure I was going to go there. I didn't see if time would allow me. And I'm not going to give you the things that you don't want to hear, the hieroglyphics of advanced analytics. You don't want to hear that. But Daryl Morey knows that he knows this as a GM, that there's something called win share. That's really easy to understand. It's exactly what it suggests. And his numbers are atrocious. The last 4 years, as is the baseball equivalent of war, is VORP. Those numbers are atrocious. So for him to say right now that models well, Mr. Morey, his numbers are atrocious the last 4 years.
Yeah, and that's where you know Daryl Morey's shoveling you a bunch of nonsense yesterday with the Paul George stuff. Hey, Chuck, give me an answer for a great fictional mom.
It's probably been said. Edith Bunker, Gene.
Had not been said. Edith Bunker is a good answer. All right, let's listen to something the MLB Network said yesterday about Kyle Schwarber. I think the secret is out that he's really, really, really good. MLB Network with some praise of the Philly slugger yesterday.
Now, if you watch this show, you know the kind of player we like. Defense, base running, plays multiple positions, preferably in his prime, late 20s. So Kyle Schwarber is none of these things. Yet why do we love this player so much? Let's do a little digging in. Kyle Schwarber is in his age 32 season. He's in the final year of a four-year contract with the Phillies that has been a huge win for Dave Dombrowski in Philadelphia. Over these last four seasons, Schwarber is second in all of baseball in home runs, second only to Aaron Judge, third in baseball in walks to Judge and Juan Soto. He is also 12th overall in total bases. Now, Schwarber has a unique set of skills which prompted the Phillies to bat him leadoff. He obviously has power, but he also has plate discipline, and he's having a career year this year.
Sure is. Puts him in a conundrum when it comes to his contract, you know, to give him a new deal during this year or not. They're the only team that can negotiate with him right now.
Do you?
Well, it depends what it is. I don't blindly just give him a fourth year. I will still say no. I'd rather take my chances of signing him after this year than give him a fourth year and saddle the 2029 season, whatever year it would be, with, you know.
I want to reward him.
Well,
I think he deserves it.
I can't get over how amazing he's been. Think of everything he's been asked to do. And he led off for us last year, and he completely transformed himself offensively. That's no small feat. And then this year, after, you know, he probably thought, okay, well, now I – you know, that's not easy, but if they need me to do it again, I'm ready to go. And now it's, okay, we need you to protect Bryce.
Yeah, Beckley.
We're going to put you at four and figure that out now. So he has. And I think he's retained some of the, I don't know, critical new additions, like his parsimonious, his shrewd eye, like some of that stuff has maintained from leading off.
He's always had a good eye. He doesn't swing at many bad pitches.
But it feels like it's made him even better.
It is. And by the way, he led off the ninth inning last night. And, you know, without him getting on base, Phillies might have lost that game.
Mm-hmm. And he kept his on-base streak up.
Yeah.
Which is a wild streak, by the way.
Yeah. Leader. Yeah, I mean, 43 games.
We're getting
games.
Close to mid-May.
He feels like the Are people not talking about it because they just don't want to jinx it?
Well, it's not as – so it doesn't have the cachet as a
hit streak. Yeah, it doesn't.
It's like, just not –
all right. Well, I mean, I don't want to jinx it, that's for sure.
No, it doesn't.
He is the leader of this team. Well, I know that Bryce is supposed to be. Schwarber is. And – I do think his performance every year of the four that he's been here, it merits reward. Like, I'm ready to give him a gift.
Joe, he'll be
point.
One of the highly sought-after free agents if they don't get it done before the end of the season.
Know.
Like top three or four.
I don't disagree. I just can't.
And he'll get his money.
At this moment, I'm not giving him a fourth year. That's just me. That's where I'm at.
I think I use it for, I don't know, something when the team needs it, maybe. And I don't know how it even works, like, timing-wise with new deals in baseball compared to football.
Do it anytime you want. It's not like football, you have to think, do it by a certain point for it to count in that year's cap, something like that, like October or something, whatever that is.
Well, maybe this is something, hey, when the team's going through the dog days or something, maybe this is a little bit of an emotional lift that everyone can
use. Well, but then you don't want it to affect
use.
JT and Ranger because they're also up. So
that's the Howie theory. You're right, Devin.
Yeah, like what Howie and the Eagles did this past season and recent seasons. Like, I don't know if they'll do it in season because of that.
That is a consideration.
No,
but I do feel
is.
Like every time he hits a home run, which is quite often, his price tag goes up
so
a little
I wonder,
bit.
Yeah, you're right.
I wonder if that's a discussion that you need to have with all the guys who are ready, poised to be up.
I feel bad for Ranger because he's got to know he's gone. I see, honest to God, almost no scenario other than a monster injury for one of the main pitchers where he's going to be out for all of next season. I see almost no scenario that Ranger's back. By the way, part of it is because Andrew Painter pitched last night, pitched three innings, struck out five guys, gave up one hit, no runs. I mean, that guy's in the rotation next year. Wheeler's in it. You know, Nola's on it. Go on down the line. I mean, there's just not going to be a spot for Ranger, which is unfortunate because he's been a good fill, but it's just what it is, I think. John and Mannion. John, good morning.
Hey, guys. I had a question for Devin real quick.
Yep, what's up?
Is a dinosaur an animal?
Yes. I was about to say no. Yes, dinosaur is an animal.
John, it's more like was an animal.
Yeah. Was an animal.
Was.
Yeah. Two Eagles questions for John. The Eagles are going to implement a fullback this year. Do you think they'll ever be getting the ball, or is he just going to be blocking as usual?
It remains to be seen how much they will implement this fullback. I'm excited to see it, but no, look, maybe a bone will be thrown his way in a preseason game at some point. I don't think he's going to be part of the day-to-day, hey, let's plan the first 15, make sure we get the fullback a touch. This is the kind of guy who I'm expecting this might be goal line and short yardage, three plays in a game here and there, but maybe I'm wrong. I would love to see this grow into something more substantial than that.
I want to see Ty Robinson just bulldoze his way into the end zone.
That would be cool. Yeah, he's a stud. No, it's interesting. What's that?
Clowney got released. Do you think the Eagles would take a shot on him?
He's like 17.
He's been on every team in the world, hasn't he? And they didn't think $10 million was worth it. It was a two-year $20 million deal that they backed out of. What did he have? 5 sacks last year. We know that he's not the most focused, hardworking leader type old guy that you bring in. So he's basically, an independent contractor.
Yeah, he
has going to get
while,
you a handful of sacks. Probably not worth the headache at this point.
By the way, the underrated Foles game in his career that doesn't get discussed much was when Clowney hit him, end of the 2018 season, like near the end zone or in the end zone. And Foles, that was when he stepped in for Carson and brought them back again in a season.
That was borderline dirty too, wasn't it?
I remember we were very upset about the
The 2019 one with Carson.
No, the Carson, but
wasn't
remember.
Wasn't Clowney the one that hit him in the end zone in 2018?
You're talking about Foles.
With the Texans, right?
Yeah, and I'm thinking that was borderline dirty, too, if I remember.
I just remember it was a shot. I don't know if it was dirty. John, give me an answer.
Sacks are...
but it wasn't a sack. It wasn't a sack. I think it was like a rib shot. John, give me a great answer for a fictional mom.
Wilma Flintstone.
Oh, wow.
Wow, there we go.
Wait. Oh, yeah, they did have kids. Well, hold on. Did they?
Yeah. Yes. What? Pebbles.
Are you serious?
Yeah, well, I'm just checking because I was figuring who's Barney's kids and who's Fred's kids.
I don't remember the name.
There's
Pebbles.
A baby.
Yeah,
there's Rhea Pebbles and Bam Bam.
Okay. Bam Bam. I know Bam Bam.
I didn't remember Bam
Bam. I just couldn't remember which family they were with.
Yeah.
Okay.
Joe, you were right.
Exactly like.
About Clowney?
He did hit Foles in the chest with his helmet week 16.
Yeah.
Foles missed a play. Clowney received a $40,000 fine.
Oh.
And he says death threats from Eagles fans.
Wow. And without Foles, like for lack of a better way to put it, sucking it up, the Eagles lose that game and don't make the playoffs and don't have double doink and all that stuff. That was pretty cool.